This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Too often, we need to be reminded that words do matter. We know the Bible as the Word of God, of course, but today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein considers how God and the Bible looks at our speech and what's expected of us, not only as we pray, but in our interaction with one another as well.
I don't know how many have heard of the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Rabbi of Lubavitch. He was a very, very saintly man. He died not too long ago. And what he would always say, in Hebrew, we call a hospital Beit Cholim, which literally means the house of the sick. But what Lubavitch Rebbe would say is, don't call it Beit Cholim. There's a big power in words. Call it Beit Refuim, the house of healing. Because when you call it the house of the sick, that's the energy that God puts there. That's when you call it the house of the sick, that's what God puts there. When you call it the house of healing, that's the energy that God puts there. We have to be so careful with our words that even to refer to a place, we have to be careful what we call it. A doctor isn't someone who just acts on his own. He gets healing powers from God. And we have to go to the doctor knowing that it's God behind him, that it's God who heals, and God could send healing through any different place, that we have to pray with our lips that God will send healing. God created the world through speech and left it up to us to sustain the world through speech. We better be careful what we say, how we speak.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel at holylandmoments.ca.